You will hear part of a radio interview with a diver. For questions 7 to 15, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 2.
John, how did you become interested in diving?
I always had a great interest in underwater adventure. When I was about 13, I experimented with a friend by converting some submarine escape apparatus we found. I tied a sack of bricks around my waist and was lowered into about 15 feet of water in the harbour. When I jerked the rope to signal that I had had enough, I saw the rope snaking down towards me. I had to haul myself up the harbour wall with the bricks weighing me down and surfaced completely blue in the face. Oh. I then joined the local sub-aqua club, the first in the British Isles, but it wasn't until I joined the Royal Engineers that I was trained properly.
What was so appealing?
It was a new frontier. In those days, people didn't go underwater. Going into a different environment was a challenge, like going to the moon. Being able to move with a mere flick of a hand or foot is like flying.
Has the equipment changed much since you started?
In the army, we used modified firefighting apparatus, and we wore cumbersome rubber dry suits over a corduroy undersuit and were completely encased. The mind boggles when you look at the advances made since then.
Is there anything you don't like underwater?
I've always felt uneasy around sharks. You hear of ploys to chase them off, but if a great white is heading for you at 80 miles per hour, you don't stand a chance. Luckily, I've never been attacked by one, but some have come very close, and I saw one go for a cameraman once.
Have you ever made any serious mistakes?
The worst was when I got carried away during an archaeological search off Paphos in Cyprus. I saw an ancient marble slab and was determined to bring it to the surface. As I was struggling to bring it up, I suddenly realised I was running out of air. I had to drop the slab and surface too fast. I was swallowing water and I could hear rattling in my lungs. Oh. My limbs stopped working and I was being swept by a powerful current towards some jagged rocks. It was terrifying because it happened so slowly and I knew it was all my fault. Luckily, a chap taking photos drew alongside in a boat, said, "Everything all right?" and dragged me out.
Was that your most frightening experience?
I think so, although I had another bad moment while trying to raise a crane that had sunk in the mud of a harbour. Two of us were tunnelling through the mud underneath it when I felt a pressure change in my ears and realised it was sinking on top of us.
Oh.
We eased back through the mud, unable to see a thing, and said a few well-chosen words to each other.
What is the most beautiful place you have dived?
Roatan, which is part of Honduras. The bay is secluded and full of wrecks from aircraft to boats dating back almost to the times of Columbus. The layers of marine life go on and on into the void, and the colours are more vivid than any I have seen.
Have you ever really hurt yourself?
I smashed 3 front teeth out while testing a human torpedo device in Florida.
Oh.
I hit the wrong controls by mistake and shot into the roof of a cave.
Have your attitudes or preferences changed?
I enjoy watching fish more now I've had my share of adventure. I'm also particularly interested in the conservation side. It didn't take long to realise that killing fish was a bit pointless and that if everyone did it, stocks would be depleted.
What is the most important lesson that you have learned?
You can never be too careful. Familiarity breeds contempt, and it's easy to forget safety checks.
Mm.
If you're going to learn, join a good club and learn with trained instructors. Buy the best equipment and don't dive alone. It could be your life.
John, thanks for talking to me today.
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
John, how did you become interested in diving?
I always had a great interest in underwater adventure. When I was about 13, I experimented with a friend by converting some submarine escape apparatus we found. I tied a sack of bricks around my waist and was lowered into about 15 feet of water in the harbour. When I jerked the rope to signal that I had had enough, I saw the rope snaking down towards me. I had to haul myself up the harbour wall with the bricks weighing me down and surfaced completely blue in the face. I then joined the local sub-aqua club, the first in the British Isles, but it wasn't until I joined the Royal Engineers that I was trained properly.
What was so appealing?
It was a new frontier. In those days, people didn't go underwater. Going into a different environment was a challenge, like going to the moon. Being able to move with a mere flick of a hand or foot is like flying.
Has the equipment changed much since you started?
In the army, we used modified firefighting apparatus, and we wore cumbersome rubber dry suits over a corduroy undersuit and were completely encased. The mind boggles when you look at the advances made since then.
Is there anything you don't like underwater?
I've always felt uneasy around sharks. You hear of ploys to chase them off, but if a great white is heading for you at 80 miles per hour, you don't stand a chance. Luckily, I've never been attacked by one, but some have come very close, and I saw one go for a cameraman once.
Have you ever made any serious mistakes?
The worst was when I got carried away during an archaeological search off Paphos in Cyprus. I saw an ancient marble slab and was determined to bring it to the surface. As I was struggling to bring it up, I suddenly realised I was running out of air. I had to drop the slab and surface too fast. I was swallowing water and I could hear rattling in my lungs. Oh. My limbs stopped working and I was being swept by a powerful current towards some jagged rocks. It was terrifying because it happened so slowly and I knew it was all my fault. Luckily, a chap taking photos drew alongside in a boat, said, "Everything all right?" and dragged me out.
Was that your most frightening experience?
I think so, although I had another bad moment while trying to raise a crane that had sunk in the mud of a harbour. Two of us were tunnelling through the mud underneath it when I felt a pressure change in my ears and realised it was sinking on top of us.
Oh.
We eased back through the mud, unable to see a thing, and said a few well-chosen words to each other.
What is the most beautiful place you have dived?
Oh, Roatan, which is part of Honduras. The bay is secluded and full of wrecks from aircraft to boats dating back almost to the times of Columbus. The layers of marine life go on and on into the void, and the colours are more vivid than any I have seen.
Have you ever really hurt yourself?
I smashed 3 front teeth out while testing a human torpedo device in Florida.
Oh.
I hit the wrong controls by mistake and shot into the roof of a cave.
Have your attitudes or preferences changed?
I enjoy watching fish more now I've had my share of adventure. I'm also particularly interested in the conservation side. It didn't take long to realise that killing fish was a bit pointless and that if everyone did it, stocks would be depleted.
What is the most important lesson that you have learned?
You can never be too careful. Familiarity breeds contempt, and it's easy to forget safety checks.
Mm.
If you're going to learn, join a good club and learn with trained instructors. Buy the best equipment and don't dive alone. It could be your life.
John, thanks for talking to me today.
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.